Evangelist Vincent, an anointed man of God who has been called to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God with clarity and to heal the sick and the oppressed.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for boldness to speak that word of the living God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Matthew chapter 8 is amazing when you understand what is actually being said and taught by the Lord in this account of what happens in Matthew chapter 8. So let us begin to read first what is actually going on here from verse 5. From verse 5 we begin to read. If you can read with me, then read with me. Because what I want to talk to you about today is the flow of God. Is the flow of God. And why do I want to talk to you today about the flow of God? Because if you don't understand the flow of God, you're constantly pushing against brick walls, fighting battles. You're constantly as if you're running through water. But you're supposed to run on top of the water, praise God. And I see people all the time running as if they are underwater, drowning, trying to get one foot before the other foot. But Jesus says, if you have faith, you can walk on top of the water, praise God. But you have to understand the flow of God, hallelujah. I know many people struggle. Many people are Christian, but they are struggling. They are struggling and not experiencing the flow of God that they read about in the Bible, praise God, hallelujah. And it causes one to be bound. But God wants you to be free, hallelujah. But if you understand the flow of God today, then you begin to understand the anointing, you begin to understand the authority, and you begin to understand faith, hallelujah. It's all here in Matthew chapter 8, verse 5. When Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy. In other words, my servant is paralyzed. In other words, I'm a centurion, said the man. In other words, said the man, I have 100 soldiers under my direct command, and I do as I am like a general in the Roman army, and I stand right underneath the emperor, the most powerful man in the world. Are you hearing this, somebody? He had a servant who was paralyzed. He had a servant who was sick at home with palsy. And on top of that, he was grievously tormented. He was in pain. So one part was paralyzed, but that which is paralyzed, you don't feel. I don't know if you read the Bible the way I read the Bible, but if you are paralyzed, you have no sense. But there was another part of his body that was grievously tormented. So half of it didn't work, and the other half was in torment. Are you hearing me, somebody, this morning? Praise God.
Amen.
So Jesus said unto him, having compassion, I will come and heal him. That's an amazing statement for Jesus to make and say, look, out of compassion, I will come and heal him. But we're talking about the flow of God today. Tell your neighbor, the flow of God.
The flow of God.
Try and find a neighbor and say the flow of God, as some people are still on their way. They are on summertime. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. The centurion, we just understood that the centurion was an army general in the most powerful army in the world at that day, serving under the most powerful man in the world at that day, the Roman emperor. A man of valor, a man of status, a man of position, a man of power, a man of dignity. It is important that you understand the Bible when Jesus tries to teach you something. Because this man that was expected to be proud, expected to say, oh yes, Lord, of course, look at me, centurion, position, status, come into my house. But the opposite happens. And the man says, Lord, I am not worthy. We talk about the flow of God. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
He understood the flow of God.
That's right.
And that's why he considered himself not worthy, because for a start, he understood God. When you understand God and who God is and who Christ Jesus the Lord is, you are not worthy. When Jesus says, I will come, hallelujah.
Amen.
He understood submission. He understood humility. He understood honor, hallelujah. The very fact that he was a general in the Roman Empire army and had 100 soldiers, I have no volume on my mic, because the reason he had that position was because he understood honor. Do you think that the Roman emperor would take any nonsense from anybody? He would not. He was a man who understands, who honors, a man who understands, who is humble, a man who understands his position, and he would then honor that person back with power and authority. Oh, we are going somewhere today. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you. That's better. Appreciate that. I am not worthy that you should come in my house. Everything starts with knowing who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing your position, hallelujah. Understanding humility, understanding submission, understanding honor. This is the honorable thing to do. Hallelujah. Being humble is what Jesus taught us to do. Jesus is the King of Kings. He was before He said, I am before Abraham was. He is the Lord, hallelujah, through whom all things are made. But he came humble. He came in humility. And you know what he said in Matthew chapter 11? I think it's verse 28 to 30. When he says, learn of me, for I am meek. I am meek. That means I am humble. I can understand humility. I can place myself as a servant, though I am the living God. Hallelujah. Learn of Jesus. When you want to understand the flow of God and begin to experience the flow of God in your life. For a start, you will not lack when the flow of God operates in your life, through your life. Hallelujah. For a start, hallelujah, you will walk on top of the water rather than trying to get your head above the water and struggling with one foot before the other. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Speak the word only. He understands the flow of God. I'm going somewhere with this. Hallelujah. He understands the flow of God. So first, it starts with first thing first. That's to honor God. Hallelujah. The best way to honor somebody is to have a humble position. I always try and see humbleness in people. Hallelujah. Don't mix with many people. I just don't, because I don't see many humble people. But I try and find the humbleness, the humility, because Jesus taught me that those that learn of him are like him. They are meek, and they shall inherit the earth. Hallelujah. And the kingdom of God. Amen. Don't consider yourself this, that, and the other. Hallelujah. When you understand that you are but a breath. Hallelujah. And when it is Jesus Christ that gives you the very breath to breathe from day to day. Hallelujah. He is the giver of life. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Speak the word only. So he first understands to honor God being humble. That's the way to honor God. Then he understands faith. He mixes it with faith. Hallelujah. I don't think you've heard it preached before, but now he mixes faith with humility. He is really going to get in the flow of God. He is really positioning himself nicely and humbly in the direct flow of the living God. He knows exactly what he is doing. He was a very smart man. Hallelujah. Oh, it's going to go deeper than that. Tell your neighbor, it's going to go deeper. We're not done yet. Hallelujah. We're just starting. Praise God. Because the whole idea of going to church, the whole idea of reading the Bible, that is the Word of God, the whole idea of fellowshipping one another and being fed the bread of life, the whole idea of the actual word part of your life and the word part of the service is for you to change for the better. It is for you to be edified. That means to be built up, to be empowered, to be a better person every time you hear and read the Word of God. Hallelujah. To be more blessed, praise God. To be more empowered, praise God. To be more functional, praise God. And to be able to grab more of the blessings that God has already given unto you by finally starting to walk in the flow of God, including the authority, the humility, and the faith in God, so that the devil don't no longer steal everything that God has already blessed you with. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. Amen. Don't ever say, God is not blessing me. Or don't ever say, God is blessing so-and-so much more than he is blessing me. No, God is blessing everybody in the same measure. There are just some people that know how to grab the blessing because they are so humble. It's not all about them anymore. Hallelujah. They understand humility. They understand honor. The Bible talks about honor. They understand their position in the kingdom of God. They understand total and utter submission to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. They understand when they submit to God and to the order of God and to the Word of God, that they begin to walk in the flow of God, and that in the flow of God every blessing will go directly to them without any interference of the devil or Satan himself. Are you hearing me, somebody? Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Praise God. I'm not preaching to accounts here. I'm preaching to living souls. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God, somebody. There is a point, hallelujah, that the bread of life has been preached, praise God, from pulpits throughout the centuries. And ever since 1611, English-speaking people can actually read the word for themselves. Before that, you had to be an understander of Greek or Hebrew, praise God. We are more blessed than those in the dark ages, because they didn't have the word of God unless they was to go to church every day and hear the preacher preach it from the pulpit. You can have church in your own house every day. You open the Bible. Oh, hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. I thought I was in a full gospel church today. Praise God. For I am a man. Oh, praise God. Behold the revelation. This is the centurion speaking. Some of you are actually going to grab the revelation, and it is going to change your life. And it is about time, says the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, some of you have been walking into the in as if in the dark ages, not understanding what God has for you. Hallelujah. Let's learn more from the centurion, because he seems to be a smart man and he is honored by the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord didn't despise him. The Lord didn't reject him. The Lord straightways, to use that King James phrase, said, I will come to your house. Hallelujah. He did not consider himself worthy, but the Lord did consider him worthy. Hallelujah. That means he was in right standing with God. See, that tells me something. Every little phrase in the Word of God, it has a meaning, praise God. Sometimes we're so busy, and I know I talk to more people than just you here right now, and they just try and get through that Bible because they have become religious, and they want to just say, oh, yeah, I read the whole of Matthew today. Well, did you understand Matthew 1:1? No, but I read the whole of Matthew today. I'm already in the book of Acts now. Well, did you understand Matthew 1:1? No, I don't really understand it. What you read, you must understand. Pause by every word. Not one word. Bible says not one iota. Not one tittle. That's not one dot. Not one iota will drop to the floor of the Word of God. Hallelujah. Every point in there, every comma in there, every accentuation mark in there is important. Hallelujah. I am a man under authority. But I just told you he is a man of authority. He is a man of authority. How can he be saying he is a man under authority? How humble is this man? You have to shout sometimes an amen because I can't read your mind. How humble is this man? I just told you he belonged to the most powerful elite in the most powerful army, serving under the one most powerful man in the entire world. That was the Roman emperor at that time. I'm talking man. Jesus is God. Amen. But that man ruled the world. It is so. Yet he served him as one of his elite, as one of those that was entrusted with 100 soldiers to do everything he would tell them to do unto death. He was a man of authority. He was a man of power. He was a man of position.
Amen.
But he didn't tell that to Jesus because he's humble.
Amen.
Are you hearing this?
Amen.
So he turns it all around again. And we often see that in the Word of God, it gets turned around. Because Jesus wants to teach us something from the Word of God.
Amen.
So now he says, I'm a man under authority. I'm a man under authority. I thought you were the one with all the authority. No, a humble person would always try and describe himself. Because he's learned of Jesus who said, learn of me, for I am meek. The meek shall inherit the earth. The humble learn how to serve. It's better to serve than to lead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Or be served. Praise God. Be the servant. So he turns it around. He tries to make it sound in the language that portrays his character that he is a humble person. So rather than say, I'm indeed a man of great authority. Look at me. I have 100 soldiers under my direct command. I can tell each and every one what to do, and they will follow every instruction that comes out of the word of my mouth, and they will do it under death. Look at my authority, somebody. He didn't do that, did he? Hallelujah. I want you to understand the revelation, because everybody doesn't understand humbleness and meekness. And when Jesus came into this world, he came humble. Hallelujah. He came to be the Passover lamb, to be slaughtered on the cross, to shed his blood for the remission of our sin. Hallelujah. His second coming is to lead. Hallelujah. His first coming was to serve. Hallelujah. To be the sacrifice for our sin. So that there is an answer to the sin in our life, and that we can have forgiveness and redemption in the blood that was shed on the cross by the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We've got to understand Jesus. Praise God. I know many of us, we understand church, we understand religion, but we don't understand Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to preach Jesus. Like Paul said, he said, I'll preach Jesus and him crucified.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I am a man under authority. Because he was getting into the flow of God.
Amen.
Everything flows. Everything flows. Everything flows from above. Wherever I'm going to pour this oil, it is going to start higher than where it ends up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Even on the very moon, where gravity is not so much as it is over here, there is still gravity. Everything flows from above. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He understood, in order to have authority, you got to be under authority. In order to have power, you got to be under power. In order to be blessed, you have to be under blessing. Hallelujah. In order to be covenanted, you have to be under covenant. In order to be saved, you have to be under the blood. Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
And in this humility was the very key of the blessing. Praise God. He is in authority. He serves under the Roman Emperor because he understands the authority flows. In his secular position in that army, it flowed from the Roman Emperor to him and then to those 100 soldiers that were under his command. Are you seeing this, somebody? But it took humility. It took being humble. Hallelujah. It took a mindset. That's what I'm trying to make you understand. Because Jesus talks about repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, the kingdom of God is at hand reach. Repent if you want to walk in the kingdom of God. Flow in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom. Praise God. In order to have the spiritual blessings of God manifest themselves in the natural realm that is also of God. Oh, praise God, somebody. Hallelujah. You've got to be under authority. Hallelujah. The key principle is to place yourself under in a submissive state with all humility and meekness. Praise God. And because he said, then he begins to explain what I've already explained to you, that he was a man under authority and that therefore the authority flows. Okay, now he was a smart man, I told you already. And when Jesus saw him, Jesus considered him worthy, though he did not. Now, he understands the difference between Jesus and the Roman Emperor. Somebody is going to understand the difference between the Roman Emperor with this centurion and you and Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. The risen God, praise God. And that God is a God of order. And that God is a God of blessing. That God is a God of power. Unlimited. Hallelujah. This very God, he understood. If this works for me under the authority of the Roman Emperor, what is gonna happen if I place myself in all humility under the King of Kings, under the Ancient of Days, under Elohim? What is gonna happen if I place myself in all submission and humility under the direct authority of Jesus Christ?
Hallelujah.
Nobody needs to come anywhere, go somewhere. All I need is the blessing to flow from the mouth of God.
Amen.
And it is done.
Amen.
Speak the word only. Because I have just positioned myself.
Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
And the blessing is going to flow because that is a law of God. That is a principle of the kingdom of God. It's about positioning. And if you are struggling through the water, your position is wrong. You're not in right standing with God. God might not even see you and say, I'll come to your house. He might understand that there are some things going on in your life that are against God. But if you are right with God, praise God, and position yourself as God told you to position, praise God. Everything that God has ordained from the foundation of the world is going to begin to flow in your life.
Amen.
The devil can never steal anything anymore.
Amen.
Because the hedge that was around Job will automatically come with the position. It will automatically come with the meekness. It will automatically come with being humble and being honorable. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Total submission to God. Submit to God. Then you are able to resist the devil, 1 Peter. And then the devil will flee. Hallelujah. Position, submission, humility, meekness. Now faith operates. Now your prayers are being answered. Now your prayers are being answered and the blessings that God has already given to you can come to you, because now another thing is going to operate in your life.
Amen.
And that is to flow in the flow of God, continually the flow of authority that flows from the head of the church, Jesus Christ, onto you, positioned correctly over everything that you need to take dominion of. Are you hearing that?
Amen.
Are you hearing that?
Amen.
Because some of you people are going to take more authority on a day-to-day, minute-to-minute basis in your life all the time. Winning is an all-the-time thing. Vince Lombardi said it once. You don't win once in a while. You win all the time. Winning is an all the time thing, praise God. You're either a loser or you're a winner. Hallelujah. You're either on the winning side or you're on the devil's side. Hallelujah. You are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus, praise God. You either have victory after victory after victory, praise God. And the key to that victory is that flow of authority, that flow of blessing, hallelujah, and that flow of power, praise God. Now, in that position, just like the centurion placed himself under the Roman Emperor, and the authority just flew, it just flowed, it was just flowing, hallelujah. It was just flowing. You know why? Because all of those 100 soldiers, they recognized the emperor in the centurion. Now imagine in the kingdom of God, when Jesus says repent, change your mindset, change the way you think, change the way you do, change the way you collect your thoughts, change the way you process your thoughts, repent, 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 for the kingdom of God is at hand. Imagine now what everybody else is going to see and how you can operate in authority. Even the devils, the demon spirits, they will see Jesus in you.
Amen.
They recognize your authority because of the Christ in you. Hallelujah.
Right.
Oh, I don't know if I can go any deeper today, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Jesus never intended for a few people to be powerful, to walk in authority, to flow in authority. He intended for the body of Christ in its entirety to flow in His power, to flow in His authority, to turn the world upside down, for everybody to see the Lord in you, for everybody to feel and sense the authority that you carry on your very shoulders. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you hearing this, somebody?
Yeah.
When it comes to Jesus, it's about the kingdom of God. And that's how it works in the kingdom of God. And when you're born again of the Spirit, then you live in the kingdom of God. Because you are now no longer carnal. Oh, praise God, somebody. You know that. I preached it 1,000 times before. You are now a spiritual person. That's why you've been born of the Spirit. Now stop being carnally minded. It's not that you can't do anything in the flesh anymore. It's not that you can't be religious anymore. No, it is that you have to now understand that God is Spirit, praise God.
Amen.
And that authority is a spiritual authority.
Amen.
You have it.
Amen.
That's what I close with, because I don't want to preach too long. I don't want to be too much souls in you. I want you to digest it. I want you to get up of your seat and begin to walk in authority. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you're right with God,
amen,
you can position yourself correctly.
Amen.
Watch what God is going to do. Watch how all of a sudden that what God already gave you is no longer going to be devoured and stolen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Submit to God. Tithe. Amen. Honor. Bless, praise, worship, read, serve, be like Him, be humble, be walking in humility, hallelujah. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Didn't take much for the centurion to see his servant healed. Didn't take much, didn't take long. Few verses further down, his servant is healed the self same hour. Hallelujah. It was just a word flowing from the mouth of God. And the servant was healed. See, imagine this, if you like, flow of water, flow of oil. Like it came on the beard of Aaron. It was poured on the top of his head and it flowed. That was already a picture prophetically in the Old Testament, prophetically talking about the New Testament era in which we are now under the new covenant made in the blood of Jesus Christ. That the authority flows like that. Praise God. From the priesthood and the royal priest and the high priest, which is Jesus Christ, that oil flows all the way to in a straight line into your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will no longer be that person that struggles from day to day.
Amen.
You cannot be a Christian and give God some glory and do God some honor if you just sit down under the juniper tree. There is a day you have to get underneath the juniper tree and stand up back on your feet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ever since I understood this principle of God, I've never lacked. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No matter how God provides in wisdom, in revelation, in health.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I used to have this problem, that problem. Not just money. Money was no longer a problem. Health was no longer a problem. Authority was no longer a problem. Fear was no longer a problem. It flows from God. The flow of God. Let's close on this note now. The flow of God. What is in the flow of God? How you get in it? Learn from the centurion. Keep reading Matthew chapter 8. Humility. Humble. Don't put yourself out there as you're this and you're that. By your fruit, they will know you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is by your fruit. The fruit follows. As God is flowing every blessing in your life and it remains in your life.
Mm. Mm.
It doesn't leak out. It doesn't get stolen away. Oh, witchcraft this, witches there, wizards there, ritualists over there, and Peter and Paul over there, and Tom, Dick, and Harry behind there. And all of that is irrelevant. Demons, irrelevant. There are no demons in the picture here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No demon came to stop the healing of that servant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It flowed. Everything. Straight line. God is a God of order. An order is straight line.
Mm.
Submit to God in everything He tells you to do. Submit to His word in everything He says in His word. Don't have lip service because Jesus will condemn you. Your prayers will be hindered. The devil will have the right to steal you. Then the witches have the right to hinder you. But if you're in the flow of God, love continually pours onto you. Anointing continually pours onto you.
Amen.
Where love pours, there is no fear. This is not any kind of love. This is the love of God that casts out all fear.
Mm-hmm.
This is perfect love in which there is no worry, in which there is no fear. Anointing that breaks every yoke.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you need is in the flow of God. Everything you could imagine is in the flow of God. And then you begin to progress as you are faithful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Exercising now by faith, the faith that you already have. But now you can exercise that faith by using the authority that you already have. Hallelujah. Your mind is beginning to change. You become actually repentant. Your mind is actually totally changed to how it ever was before. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. That is a good moment to give some praise to God. Hallelujah. Because now the whole way of your thinking is changed.
Amen.
Whatever comes out of your mouth is now good. Whatever comes out of your mouth is prophesying good things. Hallelujah. It's not condemning. Praise God. In everything that you ever need, now it's progressing. Now you get to Ephesians and you read this scripture and now you begin to see it to come to pass that God will do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you could ever think or imagine in the flow of God. In the flow of God. You understand it now? Hallelujah. You have it.
Amen.
Now just get under it. Praise God. This gospel of the kingdom of God shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. That is what the Lord Jesus Christ said. And I pray you come on board with me and my team to win the lost. Together, fulfilling the Great Commission. Winning souls. Keep me and my teams in the harvest fields around the world. Through our outreaches, crusades, conferences, ministry and leadership training, and the planting of block-bought churches, together we are reaching multiplied millions of souls. And that is what it is all about for the Lord Jesus Christ. All sermons, Bible studies are always uploaded on the internet. And standing firm against apostasy, false teachings, boldly exposing it, contending for the faith. So I ask you to come on board. Visit our website. Because you can give singular or you can give monthly. No gift is too small. Even £5, dollars or euros a month goes a very long way and it helps a lot. The Lord bless you for your support.